This week's parsha is packed with different things. One of the key things that lays right in the middle is Shabbos. We never really spoke about Shabbos, and I would like to spend some time to really, really go into Shabbos. Not halachas as much as the understanding of Shabbos. Now, let's start right with the parsha of Kisisa. There is a question that they ask, and the question is, if we finally have malachim coming into our house, we say Shalom Aleichem, and the malachim finally come, so why do you say Tzeischem L'Shalom? Why do you say goodbye to them? What's the purpose of saying goodbye? So they came and they asked the Chafetz Chaim this question, and the Chafetz Chaim told them, Chafetz Chaim said that there are malachim of Shabbos, and there are malachim of weekday, and you're saying goodbye to the weekday ulam malachim, and saying hello to the Shabbos malachim. And Rav Pinkus brings in his Sefer Shabbos Malkus a different answer. And I must be very, very honest with you that when I saw what he wrote, I didn't believe it. And I had to see it myself. And I want to learn it with you because I think about it since I saw it in his Sefer a number of years ago. Almost every Friday night when I walk home, I think about this thing. In this pasuk, on pasuk Yud Zayin, the pasuk tells us, "Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, between me and the bnei Yisrael, oshi liola. It is a sign forever." Kishesh yitzam masa Hashem asa shemayim v'zaretz uvayom ashvi shavas vayinafash. Now look at the Orach Chaim, bottom left corner. Bottom left corner. And watch the words. The Omer, and it says, Beini ubein b'nei Yisrael. Pirish, ein zor itonu. There are no strangers there. Just us and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ba'olam alaz in this world. V'ulai, watch these words. Shegam ha-malochim lo yeshvu b'mesivoseinu. The angels can't sit in our gathering on Shabbos. Ba'olam zeh. Watch. Ki hu lamaylo me'olam ha-malochim. It's above the world of angels. We reach a state on Shabbos. We reach a state on Shabbos that this state is above angels. So it's just mind-boggling, the words. Shehila omat vehila maila me'olam amalochim. You got to see these words inside because you couldn't believe it. That it's above the world of angels. Valderech ze'omer, and is this what we say? Ke'es le'om el'yakov yisro ma'pal ke'el. How did you get it done? The angels are going to ask Klal Yisrael, Hakrovim Lakel, that are close to Hashem, Ma Pal Kel. How did you get Hashem to do this? That you have such a relationship that it's above angels. So Friday night when we're walking home, we're in a state that is above the angels. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. You come home in your home on Friday night. It's only you and the Rabbeinu Shalom Malachim. It's so holy in that house that angels can't come in there. So that's why we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. Now what is this with the angels? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the angels come, accompany us home, and when we get home, they put their hands on our head after looking around and seeing the home is set and everything is good. So they put their hands on our head and they say, Visor Avonecha, the Avonos, the sins of the weak, should be Sor, go away, V'chatosecha, and your chatoim that you did during the week, to Chupar, they're forgiven. So Shabbos, you get a kapara. And that's why the first two letters of Shabbos are the words Shav, that you're returning, that you're coming back to the Rabbeinu Shav. And that's why we'll look a little further on. If you look a little further on, you will see that we have in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei a line that's just very difficult to understand. If we look all a little further on, a few pages down, you have Musaf. So in the Musaf, see the Musaf? After Bereishis. Keep going. That's Mashachus. Keep going. You got Musaf? What's this? No. Gotta get Musaf. Oh, now we're getting it. Three, what? Further down, all the way down. Toward the... So look at the top line. Lahakriv ba, to bring. Lahakriv ba, to be makriv in it. Lahakriv ba, to bring in it. Musaf, a korban. So what do we say about the korban? That it should be... The Pasuk said, the line is, Korban Musaf Shabbos, Koroi. What does Koroi mean? Like it's supposed to be. What do you mean? Well, the other days when I bring on weekday, or when I bring on Yomim Tovim, it's not the way it's supposed to be? What does it mean, Koroi? Koroi mean the way it's supposed to be, without a Korban Chatos. There's every day of the year. Every regular day, every Yomim Tovim, we bring Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we always bring a Korban Chatos. There's one time a year, one day a week, when we do not bring a Korban Chatos. And that is Shabbos. Because the essence of Shabbos is that we return. That Malachim removed our Averis, so I don't need a Korban Chatos, because the essence of the day and the essence of my relationship with Hashem on that day brought Kapara. I got it. And therefore, Koroi, the way it should be, without a Korban Chatos.
Pshat.
What?
Who's
Pshat? That's where Vutnu was. Yeah, what else? Good. Now let's go back. And let's start from what we were. We got to start in an order. Every day of the week, three times a day, we say the exact same Shmoneh Esrei. Nothing changes. Yomim Tovim, we say the exact same Shmoneh Esrei. So Musaf, we add a few words, but the structure of the Shmoneh Esrei, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Mariv, on Yom Tov, is the same. The only time that we have different Shmoneh Esreis is on Shabbos. We have different. Now, for example, we look on the first sheet. You have Ato Kidashtus Yom Hashvi L'Shemecha. Shabbos morning we say Yismach Moshe. In Shabbos afternoon we say Ato Echod V'Shemcha Echod. Why is it that on Shabbos we have three different Shmoneh Esreis? So the Mefarshim explained to us, because there are three types of Shabbos. There is the first one, is Shabbos Bereishis, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and He rested on the seventh. And that's why you look at the first Shmoneh Esrei, look at that first Shmoneh Esrei, Ato kidashto es yom ha-shvi, you sanctified the seventh day l'shemecha, tachlis, that is the purpose of ma'asei shemayim v'aretz. That's why you created shemayim v'aretz. When a builder builds, so he is in the middle, but he's got his blueprint. And until he finishes the blueprint, he hasn't reached the purpose. When Hashem reached the seventh day, he stopped. Which means that that was the purpose. That's the end of the blueprint. That's it. Tachlis, that's the purpose, the goal of making Shemayim Va'aretz. Uveirachto mikol hayomim. You blessed Shabbos over all days. V'kidashto mikol hazmanim. Now Rashi tells us that when did he bless it and when did he sanctify it? With the man. Because the man came down double portion on Friday and nothing on Shabbos. The Ramban asks, but that doesn't happen for many, many years later. And the sanctification of Shabbos is right at the beginning. So Mefarshim explained to us what it means is, when did we see the reality? When was it real? Not just you told it to me, but I saw it in reality, that there is this unique Kedusha called Shabbos. When did you see it? When the man came double Friday and didn't come Shabbos, then we now saw the sanctity of Shabbos being a reality. So he sanctified it in the 6 days of creation and the seventh day. But when did I see it in reality? That's when the man came and then it didn't come on Shabbos. That is the first one. The second one, there's a machlokes. When exactly was Maimar HaSinai? What date was it? But HaKol Modim, everybody admits, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Shebishabbos Nitna Torah. On Shabbos, Torah was given. And therefore, the second Shabbos is called Shabbos Matan Torah. Let's look at the davening Shabbos morning. We have to spend a little time to understand, but let's see it. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Your Moshe should be happy b'matnas chelko in the gift of his portion. Ki eved ne'emon korosalo. He was called an eved ne'emon. What does that mean, in Eved Ne'emon? So Mefarshim explained to us, a real Eved doesn't need to be told what to do. An Eved understands what the master wants without the master telling him. When Paro asked Moshe, which day? He said, first we're going to work him 24-7. Paro said it's not going to work. Moshe said it's not going to work. So Paro said, which day should I give him off? There was no commandment about Shabbos. There was nothing discussed yet about Shabbos. Moshe came along and said, give them off Shabbos. Why? Because Moshe understood what the Creator wants. He understood that that's what the idea is. When did Moshe see that he was right? When? Khalil Teferes Barosho Nasato, you put the crown on him? When? Ba'omdo lifonecho al Har Sinai. When he stood in front of you on Har Sinai, and you gave him Shnei Luchos Avonim Oru B'yado, then what? There you saw the Eved Ne'emon. Because he had told them about this before, but what? It wasn't given yet. Matan Torah came. Shabbos was commanded. Now we saw how great an Eved Moshe really was. Because he was doing the will of Hashem without being commanded to do it. Now,
Moshe saw that? In other words, Moshe realized that he had picked the right day?
Or? Yeah. They didn't do it at random. It's Moshe's chokhmah. Now watch carefully, because we need to really explain. Now look at the words, and we'll see if we can get some understanding here. Ushnei luchos avonim horid biyodo. And this is, we discussed this once before, that he brought down two tablets. Right? We spoke about this once before, that they are two separate tablets. The kosuv bohem Shmira Shabbos. And here the Mefoshim are all worried about. It's not written on them, on both of them, or it's one of them. On the fifth, on the fourth commandment is keep Shabbos. That's not written on both. That's written on one. So what did he write here? The Chosuv Bohem Shemira Shabbos. That's one problem. Now, if you're talking about Matan Torah, and that's what you're talking about here, I would have imagined that you should give an example, or the psukim you should have said were either the psukim from Yisro or the psukim from Voeschanan. Those two are the ones that speak about Matan Torah. This psukim are this week's Parsha. This is Parsha's Kisisa. What does Kisisa have to do with what you have been talking about? You're talking about Matan Torah. Shnei luchos avonim oyre biyodoy. V'chosu b'hem shmira Shabbos. Where? Matan Torah. V'chein kosu b'sar asecha. And so it's written in your Torah. And what do you give me psukim from? Parshas Kisisa. Either Yisro or Voeschanan, the two places that we talk about Matan Torah, but to come along and tell me psukim from Kisisa, that's very difficult. We will try and get to it. But this is the second Shabbos. It's called Shabbos Matan Torah. The third Shabbos is what we call Shabbos de lo osid lovo. The Shabbos of the future. And that means, we speak about it all the time, in our benching, we say, Harachamon uyanchileinu yom shekulo Shabbos umenucho lechaye olomim. When is that? That's the future. Now, we say in Oleinu, a posik, Bayomahu, on that day of the future, Yia Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. Hashem will be one and his name will be one. Look at the beginning of the Mincha Shabbos. Ato Echod Vishimcha Echod. What's that? Bayom Ahu Yia Hashem Echod, that's Ato Echod, Ushmo Echod, Vishimcha Echod, that's Bayom Ahu Yia Hashem Echod. So the third one we talk about is Shabbos de lo osid lovo. And therefore, Shabbos, we reach on Mincha time an unbelievable Madrega. In fact, we don't have time tonight, but one time we should go through the Zemiris. And in fact, the Zemiris at Shalashudis, we say Zeir Anpin. And Zeir Anpin in simple English means miniature. It's the miniature of Olam Abba. We've reached that Madrega. In fact, we need by Havdolah Besamim. Why do we need Besamim? Because we're about to faint. Because we're losing this Madrega. So the Besamim is to try and bring us back alive a little bit. Because our Madrega that we have, that's why it always bothers me. You see people Friday night dressed beautifully. And then when it comes to the high Madrega, Shabbos afternoon, they come in their t-shirts and open, no tie, jeans, who knows what. The Madrega that you reach Shabbos afternoon is just so high level. If you're going to wear jeans, do it Friday night. Shabbos afternoon, a madrega like that, the kovod that you give to such a moment, the honor that you have to give to that moment, that's what is suit and glory. That's Shabbos afternoon. It's unbelievable. And that's why people want to hold on for every minute that they can. And they make out Shabbos, who knows why. There's somebody in the Yerushalayim that the benches like 12 o'clock at night. That's when he finishes Shalashudas. There's another one, the option of a Rebbe, that finishes usually Monday. Monday. That's how much he holds on the Shabbos. Good, so he'll say Monday out of the work. Rav Shlomo Zalman said about the option of a Rebbe, he's too holy to talk about him. That's what he said about the Amshinov. I know he doesn't say about me and you, maybe about you, but he didn't say about me. So I don't ask any questions. But they're holding on to Shabbos. They don't want to let go. Now, if you're careful, we know that the halacha is that you can make Havdalah till Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, we say Hayom Yom. We finish the kapitel, and we add on. It's not in that kapitel Tehillim. L'chu naran an ol Hashem, nariya l'tzu yishenu. What is that? Because Wednesday, we're on our way to Shabbos. You Jews are Shabbos people. They go from Shabbos to Shabbos. The weekday is just a way to go from one Shabbos to the next. But Jews are Shabbos people. And that's the purpose of the whole existence is Shabbos. The climax, Ata Echa V'Shimcha Echa. A guy came to me and he said, you know, this Shabbos was a gewaldige Shabbos. I said, really? What was so gewaldig? He said, I slept a bagel. I said, what, slept a bagel? He said, I went to sleep 8 o'clock and I woke up 8 o'clock. Slept a bagel. He said, doesn't it say you're supposed to have menucha on Shabbos? I said, you know what? Let's sit down, we'll learn Siddur. So I sit down with him, let's learn together. Menuchas, turn the page. Next page. Menuchas, what happens? It's a menuchas ahava unedava. A tranquility of love. Menuchas emes ve'emuna. Truth and belief in God. Menuchas shalom. Peace. Shalva. Tranquility. Calm, hashkeit, vetach, menucha shleima, sha'ato, that you Hashem rotzeba, yakiru banecho, your children should recognize, v'yedu, and they have to know, ki me'itcha hi menuchasam. Menucha is because Hashem comes on Shabbos and He gives you that tranquility. V'yal, what am I going to do with the menucha? Doesn't say bagel. V'yal menuchosom, and with this menucha, what am I going to do? Yagdishu eshemecha. I'm going to sanctify your name with this menucha of Shabbos. Friday night, Friday, we're running to shul, and we're, well, who knows what, and we come in dripping from the shower still. We could put out the neiris if we get too clear, close, because we're still dripping. We dive in. We come out of shul, there's a certain tranquility that we have with us. Where'd we get it? Menucha shalom v'shalva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this gift when it comes Shabbos. And what am I going to do with it? Shabbos, we become different people. I'm not going to go through the halachas, but I want to teach you a basic halacha. We know that when you go to a chasna, we go to a chasna Wednesday night for argument's sake, and we're there Wednesday night together at the chasna, and Thursday night they invite us to come for Sheva Brachas. Just so that we should get it clear, there's no chiyuv to have Sheva Brachas every night. Let's get that clear. If you happen to have a minyan, and the chasna and kala are there, so then you will make Sheva Brachas. A guy, a chassan, called me up. He said, Rebbe, what should I do? There's one night I don't have Sheva Brachas. I said, no, relax, enjoy it. He said, don't, in here, I don't have Sheva Brachas. I said, you're chayiv to, so just take it easy. You know? But comes Shabbos, and I'm not going through the halachas now, comes Shabbos, you don't need ponim chadoshus. You are the ponim chadoshus. What do you mean, you're ponim chadoshus? You were there. No. The you on Shabbos are not the same person that was there Wednesday night. The person who was there Wednesday night was the weekday. Now it's Shabbos, you're not the same person. Not in your soul, and not in your mind. Watch. Let's turn to Bereishis. And I want to learn with you. Turn to where it says Bereishis. Again? Vayibarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi. And Hashem blessed Yom HaShvi. Vayikadesh also. And he sanctified it. Please look at the Eben Ezra. Right there on the page. Look at that Eben Ezra. Pirish Bircha Baracha Tosefes Tova. He added on good things. Ubiyom Azeh Tischadesh. You become new. Begufos in your body. Demus, the image. Koach, you're a strength. Betoldos, Ubinishomos. And with your neshama, you are now created, you are given a higher, broader level neshama. Koach ha'akora, you are given more strength and ability to recognize and know what's going on. And, what's the last word? Askel. More seichel. The known thing that great people, when they have difficulty in learning during the week, they'll put it on the side and they pull it out Shabbos, because Shabbos, their seichel is a different seichel than it is during the week. And things that they could not comprehend during the week, Shabbos they could get it. And that is the old minig, that the hat that is worn on Shabbos is not the same one that you wore during the week. For example, by Svardim, they wore a taller turban because the das is. And by the Litvisha, it was higher. And by Chassidim, they wear the shtreimel. And on the shtreimel, there are 26 furs in it. Yudke Vovke. And it's called the crown of Yudke Vovke for Shabbos. And in Ger, they have one piece, it's not 26, it's the tall one, because the das is higher on Shabbos. But in all communities, the hat that they wore on the seichel of the person on Shabbos is a different seichel, because it's a totally different, we are different people, Shabbos. We're not the same people, we're totally different. And I can tell you that Rav Matisyo, we should have Rufu Shalema, he told me that Rav Elia Lapian was not well toward the end of his life. He wasn't so healthy. That he used to come Friday night, he looked young, red-cheeked. And Rav Elia used to say about the altar from Kelim, he had problems with his blood, and he always had a yellow appearance. Shabbos, he had a beautiful reddish appearance. Shabbos were different people. And we have to understand that we are different people. We're not the same people that just walked into shul and came home. We're different people. Our das is different, our mind is different, our heart is different. What we can comprehend, what we can feel, we're different people when it comes to Shabbos. We're a totally different person. Now, I want to learn with you two pieces. Let's see. really three, but let's see if we can get them in. The first piece that we need to see this is very, very important. It's on Pachad Yitzchak, page Kuf Yud. Let's go, we have time, maybe we'll come back, but let's start with Vav. You in B'Shulchan Aruch, look in Shulchan Aruch, Shenifsika Halacha, that Halacha Paskins, Shachavuv Shachona Shabbos Beriv Shabbos, Mascheles Beriv Shabbos Baboker. The preparation for Shabbos starts Shabbos Friday morning. In fact, we have a special pasuk. B'gemar yol of halacha zu me from the pasuk ve'ichinu es asher yovil. Prepare what you're going to bring. Now, this is not the regular preparation for mitzvahs. We have a special pasuk. In fact, our halacha tells us that even though normally you're not allowed to go shopping before davening, that's halacha, you're not allowed to. But when you go Friday, for the sake of Shabbos, you're allowed to go shop before, for the sake of Shabbos. And the Gemara Mishnah Berurah brings that when you buy for Shabbos, you should say, this is for Shabbos. And when you say this is for Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, it adds Kedusha into the food. The food is a different food. So you go out and you buy the snacks you like, buy it, and say, this is for Shabbos. What does that mean? What is it? So Chazal give us a mashal. Very interesting mashal. The mashal is like you're walking by the king's palace. And as you walk by, he knocks on the window, he gets your attention, and he waves you in. And you come into him and you say, he says, you know, I'm going to sit down now and eat breakfast. And I love to have people eat breakfast with me. Sit down with me. And you could have whatever you want. It's on me. Pancakes, waffles, coffee, Danish, whatever you want, it's on me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the day of Shabbos is my day. I am going to allow you to partake, not take it, partake in my day. You get whatever you want, and it's on me. I'll pay for it, you lay out the money, I'll pay you back. So all the food that we buy for Shabbos, somewhere during the year, the Rabbeinu Shalom gets it back to us. And therefore, when we buy it, we say it's for Kedusha, that food is different food. And we are partaking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. And we start by buying on Friday morning already. Tekef lahavah hachonu. Mikivin shavah salechem mishnah shel omoy sabah biyom Shabbos. The double portion came on Friday. Tekef baboka right away in the morning. Memela achono l'Shabbos, the preparation of Shabbos, maschila oz, starts when they would go out to get the double portion of man. And what was that? First thing in the morning already. So therefore our preparation for Shabbos starts like their preparation, which is the first thing in the morning with the man. Ours starts the same way. Uposhetu, Sheinkan din shel zrizis. This is not the normal thing of going quickly. La'agdim achona baboke, like we say about Avram vayashkem, Avram baboke got up early in the morning. Dareishon lo alochem yuchedes and ilchas erev Shabbos. Shalocha zunemra besuyim b'achona Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. And it has nothing to do with zrizis. Special aloch. Now let's watch. Ulekushta de Milza, and we have to think about this on Friday. Ulekushta de Milza, and in truth, Gonuz Bekan Or Chodosh. There's a new concept. But mitzvahs achono l'Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. The preparation of Shabbos. Be'apol pishem matzinu inya achono b'chol ha-mitzvahs. We find preparation for every mitzvah. That you were supposed to wear a special garment for davening. We learn it from Hochon Likas Halikach Yisrael. We saw by our great people, Sheshtad Lutomid, they always tried, Livliyas Hashum Dovatov, they never wanted to do a good deed. Mivli Achonami called them, without preparing. Mikomokum. Hachon Shabbos be'erev Shabbos ponim acherim v'chadoshim yeshba. There's a different concept. What is that? Shekein motzinu b'loshin haRambam. It's an unbelievable language in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that you have to be yoshev, you sit, umiyachel, you wait, bekoved rosh, with a serious concept, like bolas penei Shabbos, for the greeting of Shabbos, kemo shu yotze likras hamelech, just like you would go out and wait for the king to come, that's how you have to besit and wait for Shabbos to come. The briskerov would sit on his porch and look out. And the Talmidim would ask him, what are you doing? What are you looking for? He said, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says you should sit and be meyacheh, wait with anticipation, looking if the king would be coming. Wouldn't you be sitting out here looking and waiting for him to come? That's how you're supposed to be fair of Shabbos. Ubevadai. And now we have to see it deeper. Ubevadai. Sheayichul azeh lavoshel Shabbos amalka. That you're waiting for the queen to come, who acho bechinas tzipisa liyeshua. You are waiting in anticipation for the Yeshua, for Yemos HaMashiach. What do we mean? We say, ani mamin b'emunah shleima, b'vias HaMashiach. That he's coming. Yafal pishi yismameh, even though he's going to be delayed. Im kol zeh, achakelo. When do we ever do that? When do we see how much you really are waiting for your Moshe Mashiach? When? It's very nice that you say it, but when do you ever have it? You know when you have it? Friday afternoon. If Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Abba, so then Erev Shabbos is the anticipation of such a moment of Olam Haba. And according to how you're prepared on Friday, and you sit with the anticipation and waiting, that's when you see how much you really, really want that blessed lover. Shekula Shabbos Ta'achus Hayomim. This is what we include when we say that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Kishem Shekol HaShabbos, just like all of Shabbos is Me'ein Yom Shekol HaShabbos, Kemokein HaYichul LeShabbos, the waiting for Shabbos. He Me'ein Atzipia Kololis, it's a little bit of the general waiting L'Kras HaYeshua for the coming of the Savior. V'areiz Yeshua V'amodes Tzir B'diktuk, it's exact bedugmas in the of the Adova Metsuya. V'kam Avteach, and here that's the key for the specialness of Erev Shabbos. Hachon Ezu Itzipio L'Shabbos Mibechinas Maisa. This is the reality, the act of waiting for L'Osad Lovo. Kiloma Hatzipio Bechlal Himechovitz Alvovitz. Waiting? That's in my heart. But when do we express it? When do I show it? Avalachona Derev Shabbos He a mitzvah amaisis. That's the mitzvah of action. Shall Hatzipiazu of this waiting. V'lazeonu Omrim Sheyiridas Lechemishnu Be'erev Shabbos. When Lechemishnu came down on Friday, Himaisa Gavoa Shel Tzipio L'Shabbos. That's the waiting. Kein gam tzviel Shabbos he mamidim es atzmenu bedugma shomayla, we're like upstairs. Maschilim b'maisat tzviya, we start waiting for the coming of Shabbos, takef, right away, with the bringing of the man in the morning. Ayinu achon esomach lavo, v'lamadnu mikan, from here we learn, the Erev Shabbos ain in yon sofen yon, it's not just Erev Shabbos, is readiness, to get ready for Shabbos, legufa maisa elahi, expectation, that sepia, the waiting, in the tremendous expectation and anticipation for this great moment called Shabbos, me'ein olam haba, and that's Friday. So that's the madrega we reach Fridays. And that's, by the way, one of the reasons that it says you go to the mikveh Friday. Because you're coming to such a high level moment called Shabbos Kodesh with such Kedusha and Tahara, you want to purify yourself before that great moment. And that's why the minig is then by many people that go to the mikveh of Shabbos. Yeah. Yankov Kamenetsky used to say that in America they learned what Shabbos is. But they haven't learned what Erev Shabbos is. As you go in Eretz Yisrael, I was there, took my family to Eretz Yisrael for a few weeks, and it was 2 o'clock on a summer day. My wife asked me, could you go out and get XYZ? I couldn't find a store. There was nothing. It was all closed. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. What's there to be? You know, it's finished. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, what's there to talk about? That's it. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about. Stores are closed, everything. In America, I was in a store, and it was 45 minutes before lift mention. And a guy walked in and he said, "No, you have chalas?" He said, "No, I'm sorry, there's no more chalas." No chalas left its rampant before Shabbos? How could you not have chalas? Where were you thinking, genius? Where were you? That's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah. So it needs a lot of thought. I want to learn with you one more piece. This piece needs a tremendous amount of thought. It's the last piece that we have here. It's marked Zion, all the way at the end. He spoke about it, Rav Hutner, a number of times. And one of the times he learned a Gemara. Listen to this Gemara. If I came and I would ask most people, what is Havdalah? So most people would say, Havdalah is to make Shabbos over. That's what Havdalah is, right? That's what most people would say. Yeah, Shabbos though. Listen to this Gemara. Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara says that you need to have 3 or 7 Havdalahs. So the Gemara says, so what should we do? Gemara says you should have 3 Havdalahs. So Gemara asks, which Havdalahs? Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, ben Or l'choshech, Ben Yisrael lo amim. And Gemara says, so then why don't we leave out Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheishis Yimei HaMaaseh? Leave it out, we don't need it. What do you mean you don't need it? You just said that that's the most important line in the whole Havdalah. But it's not it. Then leave it out, the Gemara says. So at the end the Gemara says, well, we need it because we want to make the end bracha a special way, so we're going to say something that matches to the bracha. But I don't need it in Havdalah, I can leave it out. What do you mean you can leave it out? You and I would say that's the main line in Havdalah. And yet the Gemara says, leave it out. In our davening, we say, what? Adrochon Antonu, you gave us das and everything, and then we say what? Avinu Malkeinu. Hochel Aleinu, Shvua, the week that's coming upon us, Minukim Mikol Ovon, clean from any aveiris. Umidu bokim be yidrasecha, cleaving to your fear. One second. What is that got to do with Avdullah? Avdullah, you told me, is it's to make Shabbos out. So what's this Avinu Malkeinu? And the Svardim have a different Avinu Malkeinu that's even in a certain way even more. And it has nothing to do. What is that got to do with Avdullah? Obviously, our understanding of Avdullah is off. We don't have the real understanding of Avdullah. And we really need to understand it. Today, we'll learn it one way. We have a time, a different time, and maybe we'll see, we can learn it a different way, but we need to understand what's Avdullah. Let's start. Let's start with Gimel. Okay. Now we need to really concentrate. Ba'onam. Nimtza lonu mahalach zeh B'parshas Yom Rishon the Maisa Breishis. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Vayar Elokim es ha'or ki tov. Hashem saw the light that was good. Vayavdel, and he separated bein ha'or u'bein ha'choshech. And what happened there? U'pirish Rashi. This world is not worthy to use that light in its full glory. The gonzo, and he hid it away for la'osid lovo, and he hid it away for the future. Hare lefaneinu, we see from this pasuk ki Avdullah zu. How do they understand Avdullah? Mispareshe, see, it's explained, but move on in understanding, shall geniza. He hid it away. That's the Avdullah. It's not the pshat is that you separate, like the pasuk tells us, ben behema tahora and behema inena tahora. So there's two things. No. The Avdullah means he was gonezit. He hid it away. Vidas lenova niko, ki osa avdola, that avdola mispareshes, bemuvan shel geniza, that which we put away in hiding, shone is different, beikro mishar sugi avdola. All different than all the other avdolas that you're going to find in Chumash. Sheim bohem atochen shel geniza. None of them have hiding. The stam Avdullah kavanasim minila Avdullah taruvus ben shnei mahavim. Avdullah means I don't want to mix these animals with these animals. They're both here, but I don't want to mix them. Avaleini dona klal amahus kishilatzmo, but it doesn't deal with that which it is by itself. Avalosa Avdullah, but that posik. Hamis pareshes b'muvin shel geniza that we understand in hiding. Omerasi it tells us ki mahus achas hamizbadelis mechaverta ein mekom klal ba'olameinu. There is something that we put away that doesn't fit into our world the way it's found now. Ve'etzem mitziusa shel mahuzu ba'olameinu. And when you bring it in here, it gets mixed in. So what do I have to do? I have to take it, hide it away. Because it cannot be in this world. That or can't be. What does that mean? Because the or on that first day, the Maisa Bereishis Nignas Hu La'achutz Hayomim. It's put away for the tomorrow. Shel Yom Shekulo Shabbos. V'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos Hi Abichinu Me'ein Shel Osa Yom Shekulo Shabbos. It's in miniature that day. U'Bichinu Zu Yesh Bo V'chol Shabbos Me'ein Shel Or Adonus. If then Shabbos is a miniature of the loss of Lavo, then we are merit to have on Shabbos a miniature of the or that's hidden. Because we are getting a miniature of what it is. Memeila b'shasha Shabbos cholefes. So what happens when Shabbos is leaving? Megia zemana shel me'ein geniza. So what we have to do now is put the R back in its hiding place, with hope that we'll finally get the old R. But that's what it is. Havdalah means I break away from the R and I hide it away for lasad lavo. Shabbos, I get a bit of it. But it's not for here now. According to how much or I have on my Shabbos, that's how much I'm going to get. Since in the Torah it's called Avdolah, so therefore, what do? We have this great R, which is really put away for loss of love. It's a reward of the future. You can't keep this reward in this world now. It doesn't fit. It doesn't match. So what do as Shabbos is leaving? You take this R and we hide it away till next Shabbos. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, that I'm separating this from that. I'm hiding the R away. But this R gave me some unbelievable ideas. It opened my mind. I was able to be close to you through this R. I came so close to you, almost what loss of love is. Now that it's leaving, I beg you, Avinu Malkeinu, please, let me have a little bit of that in this upcoming week and hold on to it, that I can be medubokim b'yirasecha, cleaving to your fear from this great aura that I had on Shabbos. During the week I'm not worthy of it, so I'm going to hide it away. But the influence of that aura that was on me on Shabbos, I want to hold on to it. Please. Avinu Malkeinu, let me hold on to a little bit of that tremendous R. That's the Geniza. And that's the talking about Havdalah. Now, let's go to the last piece over here. Go to Zion, the last piece. A maskil al dvar emes. Somebody thinks about truth. Yimtze b'divorim halal. You could look through these words. B'tuv tam v'das b'inyin chovas haner lahavdola. Why do we need a ner favdola? Leib chochom yaskil. The heart of an intelligent person thinks. Piyu the al sifos of Yosef Lekach. Hare lo motzinu zaman yitzira bidei odom yia zaman lechayiv brocha a yitzira hazu. We don't find that there's a brocha on the creation. Elosheme madvarim. Genizas ho'or shel olam haschar. Hiding away this light, which is really the light of the world of reward, he goremes yitziris ha'or shel olam ha'maisa. That's what gives an ability to have the light of that which we have during the week. If we would have the light of Shabbos all the time, we wouldn't be working. We wouldn't work to get to olam haba, because you're already feeling it. What gives us this R to be able to see that we need to work in Olam Hazeh to be Zeichet to Olam Haba? Only when you put away the light. If you'd have it out all the time, you'd be in a different state. Dainu Or Shalor Domarishan. V'nimtza D'ner Shal Motze Shabbat U'chelek Shal Avdolah. Part of the Avdolah of putting away the other is the ner that you have in this world, the the Ner that gives us enough light to see what our responsibilities are in this world. But that Or we can't keep during the week. And that's the Or we hope to get in Los Lovely. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And that is why we can touch into high levels and come into that Or that's just unbelievable Or. So we have to understand that Shabbos is, in fact, Shabbos is the only thing that could bring us to a state as we were Kodem Achet. It's a very interesting thing. If you look in Bereishis, you will see it speaks about creation. So it goes through the first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. So he created on the sixth day certain animals, created Adam, came to the end of the day, There's a major part missing. It's not there. What's missing? When did man sin? Friday. It's not there. Then we start again. Eila told us a Shemai Voretz Bihi Boram. We review again. This is the offspring and creation of the world as it goes. And we go through it. And there we have the Chet of Adam Rishon in the Gan. But we don't have Shabbos. And the first time when we talk about creation, we have Shabbos, but no sin of Adam Rishon. The second time, we have the sin of Adam Rishon, no Shabbos. And therefore, the Mefarshim point out that the person who has Shabbos doesn't have sin, as we talked about. And the ones who have don't have Shabbos, they have the sin of Adam Rishon, and they have sin. Where can you reach a state that you can go back to be Kodem Chet? Shabbos. And that is one of the reasons why in the Shemoneh Esrei we brought the Parsha of Kisisa. Because what happened? Kisisa, we sinned in that Parsha. Even though the Shabbos is listed before, but it discusses it again later at the end of the Parsha. With Shabbos, even though you did the Chet, I will bring you back to the state that you were before. That's the OC. That's the real sign. That you can get a chance to be so close without Chet, without Chatos, everything in the state of the different mind than you have. That's all Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is just such an unbelievable. It's just, but we're so busy, and the Yetzar is a brilliant guy, and he's got us going Friday afternoon, and then Shabbos we walk in. And one of the most disturbing moments I had was I walked into a person's house. It was 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. The table was set. The wife was dressed, saying Shir Hashirim, and the husband was dressed, learning Inyanim of Shabbos. So why was it so bad for me? Because it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What am I doing 1 o'clock in the afternoon? These people are ready for Shabbos Kodesh. They're ready. They tzipia. That's Shabbos. I'm running around doing who knows what. Shabbos Kodesh. That's what we have to know. We have to be mechazik and the Erev Shabbos and the Shabbos. The Kedusha that we can have, that we do have. Shabbos is so unbelievable. And that's why we shouldn't run out of Shabbos. Yeah, everybody's running. I don't know where you're running. Yeah, people running. Shabbos Kodesh, Dveikus, and Me'ein Olam Haba. Wig, and you're ready on that, my drink of 25, 26 hours of Kedusha. What could be worth more than that? Now you know why the halacha tells us that if let's say I meet you on Shabbos, and I say to you, you know what, tonight I'll pick you up, we'll drive to the pizza store, and we'll eat pizza together. I was Mechalel Shabbos. I didn't do a thing. All I said is, we're going to do it. That's Chilul Shabbos. Pasuk in Navi says, Dabru Dovar. And from there we learn that the Dibur of Shabbos is not the Dibur of Chol. Rabbi Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzal, would not talk on Shabbos. Good American. He grew up, played stickball on the streets like all of us. And what? He would not talk on Shabbos anything other than Shabbos Torah, Torah, and Zmiris. Nothing else. And he tried to do it in Lashon HaKodesh. So it would be different. During the week you could talk to him in English all you want. I once came to him on a Shabbos with a Shaila. He has a daughter who lives in Muncie. And he was in Muncie and I had the Shaila. So I came into him Shabbos. So he goes like this. You need it right now? No. Come back after Shabbos. He didn't talk. Nothing. Shabbos. Shabbos is a different world. Not a different day. It's a different world. Our dibur is different. Our dress is different. Our amira is different. Everything is. Chilul Shabbos, if Hutner used to explain, means that there is, like we say in Asher Yotza, Chalulim, Chalulim. There's a hole. When I talk to you about buying pizza, going to buy pizza, there's a gaping hole in the Kedusha of Shabbos. I didn't do anything, but I made a hole in the Kedusha. And that's Chilul Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. Eden have Shabbos Kodesh, and we go from Shabbos to Shabbos. That's what we have to hold on to. And then, Be'ez Hashem, if we do it right, we're going to be zeichet to the Yom Shekul Hashabbos. Have to go through another piece. Yeah, we have to go through. Shabbos.
I know it's important. I know it's important. That's your base.